Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. We'll do a lot more than just talk during this program. While listening to and participating in this show, you'll learn specific action strategies that will help take your physique to the next level. Training, nutrition, supplementation, and mental strategies will all be discussed. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe, and he has done so for over 18 years. He has authored 10 books, produced 7 DVDs that have educated and empowered bodybuilders in 52 countries around the world. He has contributed his writing to several international magazines. Skip is an accomplished speaker, author, and success coach with over 25 years' experience in the personal development and motivation field. The seminars that he conducts around the world help men break through their challenges, reach their true potential, transform their lives, and achieve their dreams. He operates several businesses, including his bodybuilding and training website, www.skiplacour.com. We invite you to participate in Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show by talking to Skip live and dialing 347-326-9145. Write the phone number down right now. That number again is 347-326-9145. You can also contribute to the show by joining our live chat room. You will need to register with a free account to participate in the chat room, so log in right now. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to my bodybuilding and training show. Hey, what's the next level for you? What's the next level for you, and what's stopping you from getting there? That's what I'm here to help you do in this show. It's all about you. It's using my experience and my knowledge to help you get through any challenge that's stopping you. And that can be in training, nutrition, the mindset, which I feel is very important to wrapping all the things that you do together. A lot of times I find out when I'm helping people all over the world that it's not really what they think is a problem. And by sorting through all the issues, organizing the thoughts, organizing all the principles and everything they do, they come out with a lot better strategy, mindset to get to where they want to go. So I want to know what's stopping you. Call in. Phone number is 347-326-9145. That number is 347-326-9145. I also see that we have quite a few members in the chat room. You can join in there and chat live, too, as the show is going on. So what's your dream body? Do you have it written down? Do you know it in specific detail? I find that a lot of times the vision that you have at the end will help you get through all the, you know, the training, the eating, all the different mindset that you need to get going. When you know where you want to end up, it makes things a lot easier. So we have a caller on the air. Caller, are you there?
Certainly, yes. This is Ben here again from Adelaide.
Ben from Australia. How are you, sir?
Yeah, doing very, very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I am awesome, thank you. Thanks for calling in. So what's your challenge, Ben? What can we help you with? What can I help you with?
Yeah, certainly. Really just calling in to listen to the show in general. The main challenge that we touched on briefly last session was in regards to training, actually being a trainer, personal training, and just the slight struggle with that in regards to wanting to maybe move out of that and the possibilities in developing business, utilizing the internet, and other things as well. That was one of the challenges. The other challenges that I had in regards to nutrition, possibly not eating enough and increasing my calories. I wasn't so sure of my standard daily calorie intake, and I'm fairly aware now that it's around 4,500 calories. That would be on a daily basis.
That's what you moved up to. Why don't you remind the listeners? So you had a challenge with your eating habits. You didn't feel that you were recovering properly from your workout. I explained how important nutrition was and how the body recovers by how well you eat after that workout all the way until you train again, and what you do outside of the gym. You may train for an hour or so a day. It's those things that you do outside of the gym, those other outside of that hour, is what's going to really it's going to really make a tremendous impact on the way your body feels and the way your body looks. So you were talking about your nutrition. You know, Ben is a guy, he's a person who, you know, does a lot of reading, a lot of studying. He knows a lot of information on nutrition. So you had a lot of that already down and figured out. And what you did is you bumped up your calories and you were eating that good, healthy, clean food, eating those smaller, more frequent meals, and I suggested that you just eat more of it. Is that right?
That's correct. Spot on. Okay. Certainly is. Definitely.
And, you know, you called in to last week's show, and have you felt any type of any difference already, or how's that working out?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, to be honest, due to my job and maybe the stress of the situation, just having client back-to-back, client after client after client after client for months on end, the reason I was sick, it possibly had to do with adrenal failure because my body wasn't resting. So I've actually just had the past, say, 5 weeks off training, and I've actually just stepped back into the gym for the past 2 days, which is just
right.
Loving.
Now, there's something that you bring up that's a very important point to all the callers, all the listeners, and that is how you organize your day. You know, you talked about your demanding schedule, and when I help people, you know, improve their bodies with their training, they maybe have a challenge with their eating. They talk about, you know, how many sets or reps that they should do. A lot of times I find it's how they organize their day, what they're willing to give up, what they're willing to do to have the body they say that they want. A lot of times it's not rocket science and what you have to do. It's just that you have to organize your life in a way to do it. And, you know, I'm not saying to quit your job, dump your clients. You know, we want to have a great body or the body that we want, but we also want to do that in the context of having what our definition of a normal life is, and working and stacking your day up with clients or a busy work schedule is part of that normal life. We don't want to just give all that up, you know, just to have a body. So what this show is all about, it's about organizing all your resources, and that's people, that's time, that's strategies, in a certain manner that you have results in the most effective manner. And by effective manner, I mean you produced the best results with the least amount of effort in the shortest period of time. That's what's being efficient with all of this. And so, you know, that's what's something that we're all striving for. And if you do want to call in, we have some phone lines open. That number is 347-326-9145, and you can join the chat room. We have quite a few members in the chat room right now. So when you bumped up your calories, you think that you weren't resting enough, meaning you were always on the go. And when you slowed things down, you seemed to recover and not get so sickly. Is that right, Ben?
That's correct. Absolutely. I just found that I was actually overwhelmed with that situation and just inundated with clients in that way. And definitely it comes down to just managing my own time, self-care in that way. So, you know, obviously, you know, just giving everything of yourself when you keep on giving and giving, having nothing left in reserves. So just that management, that self-care is really the key thing. So, yeah, just being a lot more aware of that and working out a strategy so I can have everything sorted in that way, and as you say, utilize all those resources in the best way.
Right, and another thing too is I want to talk to all the listeners about, Jim. There's so much information out there, whether it's on the internet or in the bodybuilding magazines or the guy training next to you in the gym. There's so many strategies available out there. And it's easy to say, well, hey, I can only do this. My body can only do this. Or you may think that the reason why you're not recovering is, would you come up with adrenal failure or nutrition or training or training too much. The body, it's simple, yet it's complex. And what I would urge people to do is to don't come to conclusions too quickly about what the challenge might be. I mean, there's a lot of different combinations. Listening to a show like this can help you figure out what the different variables will be. Getting some type of guidance is good, but don't come to definite conclusions, well, this means that, okay, especially when you don't have the experience to back that up. A lot of times I see guys who are really passionate about lifting, about building their bodies, about training in the gym. They come to some plateau or some type of, stagnant point, and then they're too quick to say, well, that's because of this. They block themselves in. I talk about that mindset. They say, well, this is because of that. Okay, it's just a theory. They don't have enough experience to come up with that decision. And guess what? After going well for a year or so in their training, they come to that plateau and they never improve. They become very frustrated with the whole process. And that's because they came to a decision way, way too quickly on what the challenge might be or what the solution might be, or boxing them in that there isn't a solution. And the reason why I bring that up, Ben, is that, let me tell you something. When you know what you want, you will find a way. Your body can produce more, can get more out of your day. You can have more energy. You can recover from those workouts if you find the right strategy and you have that right mindset. Okay.
Definitely.
Now, a lot of times, and this, I do a lot of coaching for lifters all around the world. And the first thing that I do, instead of jumping into a nutrition strategy or a training strategy where they tell me where they're at necessarily right now, again, with maybe their limited experience, their passionate experience, they're driven, they're committed to having the best body they possibly can. But they're at that point where they're stuck and they say, Skip, I need help right here. And one thing that I do is I kind of start, again, with the end in mind. And what I do is that I have them create a vision for where they want this all to go. And see, Ben, this is going to be especially helpful to you because I'm going to share a little bit of insight that helped me accomplish so much in the bodybuilding world. And that one, and that's going to answer your question about the business aspect of all this, okay?
Is great.
When it comes down to this, with the vision that I talk about, the more clearly you can see where you want to end up with all this, you know, going to the gym every single day, what you want your body to look like, all this training, nutrition, packing up your food, working in between clients, getting up early in the morning to work out when you don't feel like it, or eating that bland chicken and vegetables when you really don't want to eat it, the day-to-day grind, actually the hour-to-hour grind. What's going to help you get through all that and execute all the things you know you should do,
yes,
and sometimes you may have a challenge doing it, is to start with the end in mind. If you,
yes,
get my very first book, it's Thinking Big. You know, if you go to the back, I have bullet statements of what my vision is, of what I want it to accomplish with my whole bodybuilding, my body, my bodybuilding career, my business, everything that I want. I had listed out in bullet form in the end. And that was quite a few years before a lot of those things even happened, okay? Reading, having so much experience in the personal development and the motivation world, you know, that was a strategy that I lifted right off those pages. And somewhere I developed the confidence to come up with those big goals, those big dreams. Again, that the name of that book is Thinking Big. And I look back at it now and I'm thinking, wow, where did I get that courage to think that I could accomplish all those things? And if you look at that, you know, most of those things I did accomplish. Again, a good 10 years I wrote all those things about 10 years before they actually happened. So I would invite, you know, you, Ben, and all of the listeners out there who may feel how to struggle and get through the grind is start with the end in mind, as Stephen Covey, the author of the book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Start with the end in mind. Create a clear bullet list of all the things you want. Why are you working out so hard? Why are you eating all this way? Why are you doing all this? What do you want? List it out in bullet form. And then I would say take it one step further. It's write a story, like a two-page story. It's like I'm sending you back to school, Ben, where your teacher said write an essay. I want you to write a story of your life. And you can do it 5 years from now or 10 years from now. And list everything out. I train this way. I'm a physical specimen. I eat. I train. And where you can add it in is where I am a leader. I'm a world leader in the bodybuilding and fitness world. I have books. I have DVDs. I have a website. I answer emails from all over the world. I travel all around the world giving seminars and sharing my passion and knowledge with others. Write that into your story. How does that sound, Ben?
That sounds brilliant.
Absolutely. And let me tell you why that's so important. When you know where you want to end up, you know, these things like, hey, Skip, I can't get my meal in. You know, I have too many clients, okay? You will find a way. You are driven. You are committed, okay?
Absolutely.
What happens right now is you stumble. You may have a challenge stumbling with the smaller steps along the way. And when you know where this is all going to lead you, you will find a way. You know, you talk about the business aspect. Hey, where do I go with my business? How do I make maybe more money out of all this? I know a lot of personal trainers out there, people who are passionate about training and helping others. They can't seem to make a living at it, make it worth their while, and so they quit, and they have to go get a regular job. And let me just tell you, you look over the internet, you sign up for some of these free email advertising newsletters from all these bodybuilding and fitness sites. And let me just tell you something. Go away from necessarily the fitness sites to go to all different areas of business and look at their websites. Model. I'm a big fan of modeling. If someone's already achieved the success you want, you become their best student. Sign up for their email or see how they're marketing. What kind of products do they come out? Okay, and early on in your bodybuilding and fitness career, it may take you 2 years or 5 years to come out with your DVD or your ebook or whatever it is. You know, list it all out. And when you start turning on to where you want to end up, you put some dates on it. Okay, well, he's way ahead of me, but, you know, I think I can do that in 5 years. Write it down, okay? Now all this information, all these little tips, all these little strategies of what you want to ask me, hey, how do I get there? It's all going to start happening for you. All that information, all those tips, whether it's from a website that has nothing to do with fitness or bodybuilding, how they market themselves, what products they come up, how they display their website, all that information is going to start becoming very clear to you once you create that vision in mind, okay, that dream life, as I call it, okay?
Absolutely.
How you eat, how you train, how you deal with your clients, what kind of impact, what kind of business, okay? So, Ben, I want you to make a list. Make it about, you know, 50 bullet points about how you train, how you eat, your clients, what kind of goals you have, okay, what plans that you're making that not in the short term, not I'm going to enter a contest next year, okay? Because if you make a vision that I'm going to have an ultimate physique that's going to be known right around the world, okay, then training hard and being focused for that contest next year, that's going to become a lot easier because that's just one step in along of your long-term vision. So write out those bullet points. Like I said, just go crazy. Think big, get courageous, list out 50 things, okay? And then as that type of core, that skeleton, that outline, create a magnificent, well-written essay. Like I said, I'm sending you back to school. I'm your teacher, and then you're going to put you in it, and you're going to see it, you're going to taste it, you're going to feel it, you're going to touch it.
Yeah.
okay, of what this life, this magnificent life with your fitness and eating, your training, your physique and your family, everything in it. Make it about a 2-page essay, all right? Just a just something that is just going to excite the imagination, okay? Here's the next step, Ben. I want you to read that every morning when you wake up.
Yep.
And then and every night before you go to sleep and really start dreaming, okay?
Absolutely.
Now, people might say, well, what's this have to do with training? What's this have to do with nutrition? It has everything to do with training and nutrition.
Yeah.
Everybody who accomplishes anything in life, people want to know how I accomplish the things that I have, is that I had a vision and I reminded myself of what I wanted to ultimately be every single day. So the little things like following through and executing, making sure I did well in a 1 year of a show, it was just all a piece of the bigger picture. And if you see this, what I'm saying isn't, it's the universal laws of success. If you talk to anyone who's successful, and I'm not just talking about in the bodybuilding fitness world, I'm talking about, you know, whether it's that rapper, that entertainer, that singer or songwriter. I mean, we get to hear about them after they've made it, you know, and they're thinking, wow, that person came out of nowhere. Let me just tell you something. They were grinding it out for years. They were probably making a phone call like this 10 years ago, or somebody told them about creating that vision, that dream, and then sticking to it. Or they, you know, innately figured it out. And then they just had pictures on their wall. And then the details of the training and the eating, they found the solutions. They found those solutions because they were so committed to that end goal. So for all you listeners out there, okay, who are going to ask me a question about, and now, let me not, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to lead you away from calling me, but when you say, hey, what do you think about this? I think that I need to take this one supplement that's going to give me a pump in my workout. I think that's the distinction. That's the thing I need to take my body to the next level. Well, I'm going to tell you something like that. Those type of details will become a lot simpler and easier to just go for and take that chance and just try it all out when you know where you want to end up. Okay, Ben? How does that sound?
Definitely. That is just the best.
Now we can get into details. We can get into details about different things that you can do. I gave you a lot of information out there. I think that the first step to do is to, you know, line out where you want to be. And then keep on reminding yourself of that every morning and every night, just like a discipline. You know that to have the body that you want, you have to work out, right? You do that, I don't know, whatever your schedule is, 3, 4, 5 times a day, maybe even more, okay? Well, this is a mental exercise that's going to lead the physical, you know, part of everything that you're doing, all right?
Yeah.
So, and again, I want you to call back in another week. I think that when you do get this clear of where you want to be, and if and I know you probably have a good idea of where you want to be, I want you to get it more specific, okay? The more clearly you can see it, the more vivid it can be, the more you can excite your imagination every single day. And again, do it whether you want to do what you want to or not. That's what a discipline is. That's what training is. You don't feel like training every single day, I'm sure, yet you know you have to do it. Well, you have to put that same importance to these mental exercises that I just gave you today, okay? And then we can talk more about the details. But when we get clear where we begin with the end in mind, all the other things, those resources, those solutions, those strategies will become a lot easier for you to see, recognize, and start applying. All right, Ben? Okay, hey, thanks a lot for the call. We have another caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hello there.
Hello. Right, I've got a question or two.
Okay. First of all, what's your name?
It's Colleen.
Colleen, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I am awesome. Colleen, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the UK.
All right, where in the UK?
London.
Okay. All right, Colleen.
Right.
So what's your question?
Right. Basically, you've made some good points about, you know, organizing and jotting down lists and plans and routines and, you know, discipline in your workout program. What would you recommend as a magazine, a fitness magazine, to dip into from time to time? Because you've made some really good points about how to, get into discipline and not give up on it, because I tend to sort of like exercise regularly because, you know, I'm pretty much exhausted at the end of the day because I do like secretarial administrative work as well as, you know, maintain a literary website, do some, you know, do a blog talk show and also paint. And I find, because in my spare time I just, you know, do as much as I can. But at the same time, I do quite a lot of exercises in between, like yoga. And what you've suggested is just exactly what I think, you know, because sometimes, I don't feel like actually exercising or working out or walking instead of taking public transport to work.
Right.
And therefore, I think I might dip into your book as well. But is there sort of like a magazine you would recommend?
I think that you can get a lot of information that you need from a lot of different resources. All the magazines, now, being a writer for the magazines, I can tell you that every word that was published came right from my mind, and I was passionate about every word, and I believe every word. A lot of times people say, you can't read those magazines, that's a bunch of garbage. Well, I can tell you that every author of every article was probably very, very passionate and had a very, you know, belief in what they were writing. As you can see, though, that there are a lot of different, you know, strategies out there. Okay, so it's like food. I mean, what's better? Is steak better than pasta? Well, it's whatever your preference is. And the magazines, they offer like a different menu. A buffet of different ways to achieve your goal, so to speak. Okay, any one of them can be the right resource for you, depending on what it is you're looking for. I would say what would be better is find someone in the health and fitness industry that you really identify with as a role model. Okay, so maybe it's a woman in your same position, or there's something like you, because when you can identify with the personality, It's a lot way for you to link in believing in what they say, besides just some nameless face giving you suggestions on sets and reps. The internet is filled with a lot of different sources of information and inspiration as well. You know, Colleen, I know exactly what you're going through. Is that, see, before bodybuilding became my full-time occupation, I had the same challenge as you did. I had a job that I worked quite a few hours, over the 40-hour work week. I had to get up very early in the morning. I went to bed very late at night, and I was merging.
Yeah, I'm fortunate, I think, more than others in some ways, because I started off with a secretarial course, and that enables, that, like you, a bodybuilder, gives you the qualification or a certain thing that you can use to your own benefits. Like, I don't work for 40 hours, you know, I work flexi, but I'm able to just get by really quite comfortably, all right. And at the same time, get on with my literary stuff that I've decided I really want to do now. And it's, you know, it's worked, you know, reasonably well.
Right. Well, Colleen, you and I are very similar in a lot of ways. A lot of times, and you probably realize this too, is having the luxury of a lot of time, a lot of flexible time, as you refer to, always isn't your best friend. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. No. The moment
when it comes to it, maybe putting your head down and going for what you really want. Sometimes, you know, stress is our friend if we learn how to manage it, okay? Having time constraints. When I realized when I had to get my workouts in because of my full-time job or all those responsibilities, I found a way to make it happen, okay? For the last 11 years working for myself and I had a lot of flexible time, you know, then it really, I didn't have time constraints that other people depended on me, or I had the responsibility be to work at times. And so that flexible time, did you call it flexi time? Is that the term that you used?
Yeah.
The flexi time can be a killer if you're not as focused and determined. When I stopped competing a few years ago, that flexi time became all my flexi time because I didn't even have the stress or that deadline, so to speak, of a contest. So then I'm just like you, where I have all these things I want to do, whether it's with all these different hobbies or all these different business opportunities that that I do. Well, now things aren't quite so structured. It's up to me to structure them, and I think that's what you're going through. And now it's like, right? It's a great position to be in. Wow, look at all these options that I have. Life is great, right, Colleen?
No, I don't know, because I would have thought like a bodybuilder and, it's like being a secretary, you have certain constraints. You know you have to do a certain thing. Like with my qualification, I can just go in and do my work, and I don't have the, I don't have someone saying, do you know how to do this? Do you know how to do that? Because I've always done that, and that's given me the structure that I need to go on and do my literary stuff. Because right now I've got my website, I've got a monthly that I publish out each month, I've got regular poets that send in works to me all the time, I've got my art that I have to do, I've got like a plan to put that in an exhibition somewhere. You know, things like that, that I know as soon as I get home, that's what I've got to do. I've got to go to a poetry event, things like that. So my time is constantly occupied, but I do it in a way that I know that I need to do that in order to get to that point. And I don't want to waste my time. So I would have thought, you were saying that you were a bodybuilder, you would have had that structure to allow you to construct your day.
Well, you know what, Colleen, is at the next level. Okay, when you'll hear me refer to that a lot in my writing, my website, and on the show a lot. The next level, and what the next level is, that part in life or with your training or your exercise, it's that part that's just slightly out of your reach right now, that level that you're striving for, no matter what you've accomplished to this point or in the past. And it's not you compared to other people. Okay, and that next level can vary depending on who the person is, what they want, what they expect of themselves, how long they've been doing all this. See, what I'm here to do is help you get to the next level that you want. So when you talk about, well, I probably had structure, and just like, you're doing a good job right now, yet at the same time you hear a little angst in your voice because you're trying to align all your resources to get to what that next level is for you. And what I would say for you is that, you're in a fortunate position, and not fortunate, I mean, I'm sure you worked for it. A lot of times the people who have the flexibility to have the lives, to create the lives that they want, they've taken a lot of risk. They've worked very hard, and they're not lucky to be in that position. Isn't that true in your case too, Colleen?
No, I just started off thinking, well, I've got to get my degree, and then I've got to do the secretarial because that's what that's what I was told, was brought up to believe, that you just get a secretarial qualification, and then you can do what you want afterwards. And that seemed to work out for me. It just put me into the direction, and the direction that I'm in now naturally, without me having to get to
right. So now it's about all these different opportunities that you've created for yourself. How do you align them all to now? You want to put more into your body, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now what I was talking to Ben from Australia, and I was talking about creating that vision of everything that he wanted. He has so many things going on in his life. Starting with that end in mind and creating that vision on how all these different activities and hobbies that you have and businesses, and then you want to throw in taking your body to the next level, making that more of a priority.
Yeah.
If you could list all those things, write those out, create that vision for yourself and how that working out, how that exercise fits in with everything else. Can you see where that can be helpful to you in your situation?
Yeah, because I normally get home very exhausted when I do work, and then I get on to doing my projects, and it just...
Right. It's aligning your priorities, and it's aligning your resources, okay? By meaning that is that, one thing that strategy that I did, and I recommend this for... everyone out there who is trying to put exercise into a larger priority in their life, to put more emphasis on that to improve their bodies, is that When I had the full-time job where I was responsible for showing up at a certain time, I made sure that I worked out first thing in the morning. Okay, I used my best energy on myself. Now, you might think, well, if I worked out in the morning, boy, I'm going to be tired at the end of the night to do all my, you know, other projects or my job or my responsibility. What I found out is that I wanted to take care of myself first. My body is where everything starts. When I work out and exercise, when I look good and I feel good and I'm mentally sharper, what I've invested, getting up in the morning, getting those endorphins going, I was more productive throughout the day.
Yeah.
Okay. What will happen is, in my experience working with people, is that we will do a lot more for other people than we will do for ourselves a lot of times.
Yeah.
When it comes to working out and exercising, you know, you wake up, you go to work, you give your all to your employer or your clients, okay? Then it's at the end of the day and it's time to take care of you. It's time to exercise the things you know you need to do. Well, maybe you'll put that off, okay? So what I do is I worked out first thing in the morning, and what I found out in the commercial gyms all around the world, that the most dedicated, committed people, the people who make fitness and health a major part of their life, that's when they were working out, before they went to work at 5 and 6 o'clock in the morning. And I'm not talking about bodybuilders, people who are fitness professionals or personal trainers. I'm talking about your leaders in business, the presidents and CEOs of major corporations, people that had balanced, productive lives. You know, they found that value of taking care of their bodies and their minds first by working out first thing in the morning to make sure they always followed through on that. So, you know, Colleen, thanks for calling in. It sounds like what you really need to do is just to, with all the things that you have going on, you want to align your resources where fitness is a major priority in your life. So make sure, you know, try that working out first thing in the morning.
I do, because instead of, like, taking public transport, I walk. And
okay. That's,
like, the first step to, you know, getting sort of, like, fit and healthy and feeling invigorated throughout the day. And then when I get home, I do a bit of, like, yoga stretches. So I try and do all these things in between what I do in order to feel the benefit of exercises. And when I heard you talk about the routine, I totally agree with you, because although sometimes I don't feel like doing them, I know I have to do them in order to feel ready to, you know, do the things that I need to do with the emails that I get and so on, you know. It's
right.
It's draining, it's stressful, but with what you're saying about discipline, that's, you know, just as equally important as the exercise. Because without
right. Discipline,
disciplinary sort of like list or routine that you have
right.
online.
Well, it sounds,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you got everything going on just right. And what I just encourage you to do is keep on going, keep on doing what you're doing, make it a priority, remind yourself of how you're managing all these things, and keep on doing what you're doing. Thanks for the call, Colleen, from London. We have another caller on the line from the 732 area code. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
Hey, how are you? What's your name?
Chris. I'm from New Jersey.
Chris from New Jersey. How are you, sir?
Good. I just have a question about recovery.
Okay.
And the recovery week. This past week is my first week back.
Okay. Chris, are you there? Okay, we lost Chris. We're talking about recovery. Recovery is basically when you tax the muscle so much that we cause trauma to the body through working out, and that recovery is what we need, and that's the most important aspect of training afterwards, after we beat up our body that one day of training. It's when we get back into it. We let the body recover and repair all the muscle tissue. We do that through rest, recuperation. We do that through proper nutrition. And that's what we need to make sure that the body is fully recovered before we start training again. Well, I want to remind you of our phone number. It's 347-326-9145. That's area code 347-326-9145. You can also join us live in the chat room. You can join in on the conversation at the same time. You know, Colleen talked about all the different resources, all of her time, all the things that she's trying to pack into her life. I was beginning to tell her the story about, you know, with myself, is that, you know, my vision of what I wanted to create with my body and the business of bodybuilding and the goals that I had as a competitor, that's when I had the normal life, the regular life with the job and the responsibilities and everything like that. That vision is what had me keep on going on. It had me keep on going on and on and on all throughout the day, working with an unlimited amount of sleep, because I was so committed to that vision, that dream. The big joke was that when we invited Skip over our house to watch a movie or something, that I'd sit on the couch, it'd be 8 o'clock at night, and the minute I sat down, I'd be asleep sitting up in 15 seconds or so. So, you know, it's those type of things. When you get that superhuman effort out of yourself, it's when you are so connected to what you want to accomplish, and you'll see that you'll get more out of your day, you'll get more out of yourself, you'll find a way to make it work. So what I was suggesting to Ben and also to Colleen is to really sit down and create that vision. I'll tell you, that vision that you create for yourself that you want, I mean, I can't tell you how productive that will be over the course of a month or 6 months or a year or even 3 years or 5 years to creating, you know, that body that you really want. Now that I've worked from home, when I talked about her lifestyle and what she created for herself to have those opportunities, I mean, I did the same thing so I could even become more focused towards that dream or vision that I had, you know, for my bodybuilding career and my bodybuilding business. And so I had it so much, so I created a business from home so I could be, we talk about that recovery, so I could rest, I could recover, I could work from home, I could eat when I needed to without all the distractions that may get in the way. Well, you know, now I got myself an office, and now I'm after 11 years, and I go to an office every day. I get dressed every day, and so now I'm right back where I was back 11 years ago, where I have more demands, more business concerns, you know, more clients, more responsibilities, and I find myself with those same type of challenges all over again. So it was time for me to recreate my dream and recreate my vision, because I know what it's like, too, now to be exhausted at the end of the day. And also, when you're exhausted at the end of the day, do you really feel like getting up in the morning and training the next day? You know, you feel like training, and it's so easy to blow that off and sleep a little bit longer that next day. So even for a person at my level who's made a career out of the way my body looks, along with the business, you know, I had to find myself recreating my vision. So, again, that next level. That next level is wherever you are right now. It's how do you find a way to get to that next level. And that's what, by you joining the show, by you calling, I'm finding out that's what we're all striving for. And it's one distinction, one strategy, one little twist of the mind that's going to help you get to that next level. Okay, we have a caller from the 937 area code. Caller, are you there?
Can you call in?
937 area code, are you there? Okay, 732, caller, are you there?
Yeah, it's me. Hope I don't get cut off again. This is Chris.
Hey, Chris. Okay,
hi,
so you were talking about recovery.
Yes. I just went back to the gym after recovery week. I dropped the weight around 10%, and I couldn't get the reps I was getting on my last week before I took the recovery week off.
Yeah, you know what? Okay, and that's a little frustrating for you,
yeah,
right?
It drives me crazy.
Okay, well, hey, good thing you called because I'm going to save you from a lot of anxiety, a lot of angst, a lot of frustration. All right, Chris?
Yeah, all right.
That's 100% normal, okay? That's
100%
normal.
That happens to you too, then?
Yep. Oh, God, it happens to me. And I'll tell you something. A long time ago, I hated that feeling so much that would prevent me from taking my week off for rest and recovery, okay? Because I hated that feeling where I couldn't even match. And let me just tell you, it's not going to just take a week to get you back up to speed. It's going to probably take about 2 weeks, maybe even 3 weeks. But here's the thing. In the big picture, okay, how often are you taking that week off where you totally take a week off of rest and recovery?
Every 8 to 10.
Awesome.
Usually go 10 weeks, but even in that recovery week, I'll still do a little bit of cardio and maybe go bike riding every now and then.
Yeah, I can tell you're just like me, Chris. You just want this so much, and probably getting out of the gym is probably like pulling teeth, as my mother used to say, right? Toughly,
really,
right?
Really.
Okay, but, you know, let me just tell you something. Paul Delia, the owner of AST Sports Science and the creator of the MaxOT training program, if you're interested in that program, which I really recommend is for you to sign up, go to the AST Sports Science website at ast-ss.com, www.ast-ss.com. Sign up for the free MaxOT training program. I mean, that's the program for the most effective, efficient results. That's what I attribute my success in the bodybuilding world. And my knowledge of bodybuilding and training came a lot from Paul Delia as my mentor in AST Sports Science. He used to tell me a long time ago, he said, you got to take that week off. And I would just say, well, no, like I know my body or it's not necessary. It just came to a point where I was at that sticky point. I was at that plateau, so to speak. And I would do anything to get to the next level. And so for some reason, I said, all right, I'm going to take these weeks off. And I just found that even though that frustration you talk about going to the gym, you're not quite as strong as you were before you took your week off, or, you know, that itchy feeling like, God, I got to get myself back in the gym. How is this supposed to help me? I did it anyway. And let me just tell you something, Chris. You do need to let your body rest and recover every 8 to 10 weeks. No matter how hard you train, no matter how much you're into it, it's all about recovery. When you go to the gym, you stimulate it. You overload the muscle. You give your best effort. It's in the recovery phase that's when you grow. And you can help that recovery phase with proper nutrition and proper supplementation, okay? But you got to take that rest. You know, working hard in the gym, really busting your tail for that hour, you know, give yourself the break. Give yourself the reward of the break and be okay with it. That's what I had to learn how to do. Be okay with taking that week off. Biggest thing is from a physiological standpoint for your body, you are doing so much good for your body by letting it recover, letting it mend, let it get over any creeping injuries that might be coming up or getting over it and then going back in the gym. You know, you come out there, you stimulate the muscle that first week, even though it's not you're not up to that same, I guess, efficiency level as far as the amount of weight or the amount of reps is. That's okay. You know, what I really respect about you, Chris, is that you have those high standards that you're demanding. It's those type of mental things that, you know, some people go to the gym without a plan and they don't even care how many sets or reps that you do. That's not you. You're driving yourself harder. You have expectations for yourself. What I'm just saying is that, hey, that week off caused you to, you know, be not quite as strong or being feeling a little bit uncoordinated for this first week back and probably bleeding into the second week or so. But in the long run, you're doing so much better for yourself, so much better for yourself. So just be patient with yourself, and I hope that what I said, that, you know, you're not alone. And that's the great thing about this radio show is that we can use the whole globe know, you're calling from New Jersey, Colleen called from London, Ben called from Australia. We can use this whole globe, this whole community, this whole forum to share our experiences. And so now when you're in the gym next week and things, you're not quite as strong, you can feel the comfort of knowing that that's a perfectly normal process because you heard it here on the show. Right, Chris?
All right. On that first week back after recovery, should I do the exact same amount, like number of sets that I was doing? Because, like, for example, my chest workout is 6 sets. And I only did 4 on the first week, and I was completely fried.
Okay, yeah, I think that something like that, my opinion is don't go by feel. Don't go by what you emotionally feel. Don't even go by necessarily what you physically feel when it comes to the structure of your workout. I would say just grind it through, even if you have to use lighter weight.
Okay.
Go with your predetermined, structured plan. Okay.
Got
now,
it.
Later on, you might want to say, well, wow. You know, if in a couple weeks you still feel fried after doing a limited amount of sets, well, maybe that's the right amount of sets. Maybe your intensity level, right, the way you're feeling the muscle, the weight you're challenging yourself to going for that extra rep, maybe that's enough to get the job done. But in these first few weeks, you know, keep on going to the structured workout. You know, do it to its completion. I think that, you know, setting a standard for yourself as you walk into the gym and completing it has a lot of mental benefits for you that are going to help your physical body out later, if that makes sense. And so, you know, just keep on what your schedule plan is. I mean, that was the same set type range that you did before your week off, right?
All right, very cool. Thanks a lot.
Okay, all right. Now we have another caller on the 937 area code. How are you there? Caller from the 937 area code, are you there?
Hi, Skip, you there?
Yes, I am. Think you need to turn down your computer a little here.
Alrighty, sorry.
That's all right. So who am I speaking with?
My name's Brett from Columbus, Ohio.
Brett, how are you, sir?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm awesome. What's your challenge, and how can I help you?
You just got a few MaxOT questions real quick for you.
Okay. And just to let everybody know, MaxOT, it's a training program, Maximum Overload Training. You can learn more about it at the AST Sports Science website at www.ast-ss.com. Okay. So what's your question about MaxOT training, Brett?
I just got 2 quick ones real quick. The first one is just about intensity. I was just wondering if you had any just quick tips that you use while you're working out to increase your intensity, just to lift more weight and increase from week to week.
Yeah, so what does intensity mean to you, Brett?
Oh, it's more of a mindset for me, just kind of what I'm thinking about and just trying to pump myself up and stuff.
How will you know that you're in the right level of mental intensity? What indicators do you know? Do you lift
more
weight?
Focus. Yeah, I lift more weight, and I can focus better all throughout the workout. And
okay.
Basically, my workout, just, you know, when I'm done with my workout, I can feel, I'm like, that was a really good workout, and I was focused the whole time.
Okay.
I thought, I mean, I've watched your MaxOT video, and I noticed you're really focused, and you slap your chest and stuff.
Right. Okay, well, I'll kind of go through what gets me into that mental. And so you're talking about mental intensity, and then the production, of course, is what you produce as far as sets and reps and the amount of weight that you use.
Right.
Okay. Hey, Brett, were you on the phone when I was talking with Ben and Colleen about their vision, what they created in mind, what their overall? Okay. Pardon me?
I thought that might kind of be what you were going to say.
Well, no, I'm going to just start off with that. I'm going to start off with that, and then I'm going to get more specific. Again, I think that's where the end is because I'm so determined of where I want this to all end up for me in 5 years or 10 years. And, you know, you don't have to be an international bodybuilder to create those type of vision type of goals. I mean, if you're just trying to build a little bit of muscle, lose a little body fat, look better, be healthier, have more energy, you can do the same thing. You can write that whole dream vision and how it fits into your life. Well, you know, if you have, you know, by calling the show, by listening to the show, obviously, you know, getting in better shape, having more energy is important to you. So put that into your dream life. So that's where it starts. I know where I want to end up. So every workout is part of a bigger picture, a long-range plan. So that helps my intensity. You know, what I do is I do a mini version of that. If you saw some of my other DVDs, like, for example, Mass Machine 2. You know, I go through some tips, and one thing that I do is I have on a piece of paper, I have my 5 training goals, okay? And as I'm warming up on the bike for like 5 minutes, I just remind myself. And again, it's a discipline. A discipline is something that you may not see the results. You know you should do it anyway, and you do it whether you feel like it or not. Okay, I'm warming up on the bike. Okay, I don't care what everybody else is thinking or doing. I'm riding that bike anyway, and I just kind of look at my vision. I remind myself that, you know, I strive. I put all my intensity to end every single rep. I strive to meet or exceed any standard that I created last week. Okay, I don't know. It could be things like I'll get done in an hour. I'll keep my talking limited. You know, I'll make sure I feel the muscle stretch and overload with every set and rep. Whatever it is for you, just write out 5 things just to remind yourself while you're warming up on the bike. And then again, what you put in the front of your mind. Okay, there's a saying that says where your attention goes, your energy and results show. Okay, where your attention goes, your energy flows, and your results show. So just by planning that in your mind before you work out, it's going to increase your intensity. Another simple, pragmatic step that you can take is to make sure that you know what your workout is before you even step into the gym.
Right.
How do you have do you have that workout plan before you even come into the gym?
Yeah.
Okay. So for those listeners out there, don't go by feel. People say, well, what do I feel like? Or for some people, just getting to the gym is such a challenge that, boy, if they just show up, that's good enough. Okay, well, you know, I'm here to help you get to the next level. So knowing what that workout is specifically, and also tracking, monitoring, assessing your workout by just on a simple piece of paper having your workout, knowing what you did, how many sets and how many reps you did the week before, let's say, that you're training that body part, so you have something that you want to make sure that you meet or exceed. Taking the time to meticulously, you know, write down what you did every week. Now, a lot of people have training logs or things like that, and they use it as to record what they've done. See, that's a nice little feature of a training log, but for me, that's a goal setting. So I take a look at that before every set. I won't start every set until I know what I did as far as weight and as far as reps the week before. I look at it before. I'm not just looking at it after I do the set, okay? And so I find that helps my intensity. Also things like cutting down the talking. I mean, let's just face it. If you wanted to be a rock star, Brett, let's say, and you know, if that was what you wanted more than anything, the fewer things, distractions that you have in your life, you know, the more you see it, you feel it, you talk to people about being a rock star, you watch rock star documentaries, you go to rock shows or whatever, you do all those things, where your attention goes, you can't help but have the results, okay? When you're working out, the more things that you're willing to talk about or think about or let your mind go, I mean, that's fine if that's important to you. You know, there's a lot of people listening to the show right now who, you know, they just want to go to the gym. They just want to get in better shape. They don't want to make it this overall, you know, total commitment. Okay, well, that's not you.
Right.
You're trying to get that extra level of intensity. So I would say cut down the conversation. If you are going to talk, make sure it's in between your sets, okay?
All right.
You know, not during the set.
Do you have anything going on, like, in your mind when you're actually lifting the weight to actually, I don't know, help you?
Right.
So, like, are you thinking about the muscle you're using or working?
Yeah, definitely. I never just try to do the rep. Again, I use a thing from get it to point A to point B. For me, it's like I'm sculpting this body, this physique, and I'm making sure the intended muscle group you know, the okay. chest, for example, is doing the work. I'm not just worrying about it getting up and down. I'm focusing right. on that particular muscle group. The thing, though, Brett, though, is when you set all those other things, those other factors, it's one of those things that are going to work so well for you that right. You just don't know that they're working. So you're going to just have to keep on doing it, okay? Well, right. that's our show. That's our show for this evening. I appreciate all of you for coming in and visit my website at skiplacour.com. Hey, thanks a lot. If you're listening to this show on archive or a podcast, thank you for joining this podcast. I invite you to join the show every Sunday and join us live, okay? For more information about bodybuilding, you can visit my website at www.skiplacour.com, www.skiplacour.com. Take a moment and sign up for my website updates, and I'll keep you up to date with information, bodybuilding, training, motivation, everything it takes to take your body to the next level. I'd also like you to invite you to join my show, The Manformation Show, and you can go to manformationradio.com. That's manformationradio.com. That's a show that I have for men, helping men have life strategies to help them become, transform them into the man that they really want to be. It's about personal development, specifically geared for men. You can visit that website at manformation.com, M-A-N-F-O-R-M-A-T-I-O-N, manformation.com. And that weekly talk show is every Saturday morning.